experience a new concept of ourself. The grieving process is a very special process. Please, when you are ready, give yourself permission to experience it. Give yourself permission to release it. Give yourself permission to actually go into and give yourself permission to grieve. All of us need to grieve. We need to experience that grieving process. And if we deny it and run away from it, we lock all this stuff inside of us. Again, I describe the grieving process as a surgical process, a cleansing process, a letting go process. The letter writing is good. The letter writing is positive. And as I write these letters, what I am doing is I am inventorying. For example, if I have issues of shame and guilt, I can write to my guilt, write to my issues, write to the things around me. I can write to my peers. I can write to even the church in different situations and things that have occurred in my life. What I am doing is I'm giving myself permission to actually go and write an inventory and giving myself permission to actually put on paper all my feelings. And what a tremendous experience to be able to open up all those feelings, to be able to release them, to let them out. The first stage is to put them on paper, to release them on paper. In the second stage, we'll learn to take them now and to release them to others, to release them to people in the program. As we begin to do that, we now begin the process of growing and the process of recovery. You see, the beautiful aspect that we learn in the sixth step is that we learn the importance of grieving. Remember what I said back in the beginning. The grieving process is the most fundamental, basic process of life. Life is an evolution. It's an evolution from birth to death. Everything we do in life has an ending. Even the situations of our past, our histories, we have to bring them to conclusion and bring them to an end. When you allow them to end, they then become your history. You refer to them and you learn from them. They become your teachers, but in reality, they are now your history. And that's why it's so important and so powerful to give yourself permission to be able to grieve. It's hard. It's not easy. Each of us has to go through this in the course of life. The more we experience the grieving process, the more we will now begin to get ourselves ready to begin the releasing process. In the seventh step, we now begin the process of releasing our victims, the process of beginning to let go. In the seventh step, we actually take ourselves through an orientation and take ourselves through a process of being able to share our letters, share the things inside of us, and to bring ourselves into different stages of growth. And we'll experience that as we go into the seventh step. In the sixth step, we experience this beautiful concept of grief, this beautiful concept of sadness. Do you ever think in your wildest dreams, your wildest imagination, you'll be able to look at the areas of grief and sadness and see them as something beautiful, as a way to heal? In this step, we now begin the process of learning to release our victims. In the seventh step, it tells us to humbly ask God to remove our shortcomings. In this step, one of the things that we learn in a very special way is that all of us have our victims. Victims are people that we blame for what's going on in our life. Remember, as we look back on our past and we look at our dysfunctionalities, try to understand something. That each of us has created in our life victims. Victims are simply people to blame. They are basically that. You see, I can spend my whole entire life blaming my parents, blaming my family, blaming my environment, blaming the mayor, blaming the government. And I can spend my whole entire life avoiding dealing with myself. In releasing victims, what happens is we basically